Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A Kansas man serving a federal jail term for an illegal autopsy scheme was handed down a one-year jail sentence on state charges. 43-year-old Sean Parcells ordered by a state court judge to serve a 12-month sentence near Topeka after he finishes a sentence of nearly 6 years in federal prison on wire fraud charges. And the Big 12 Championship Trophy and KSU mascot Willie the Wildcat makes a stop in Liberal.
The trophy was displayed at Old Chicago at Liberal for 2 hours Tuesday afternoon. K-State fans ventured to the restaurant and some posed for pictures with Willie and the trophy. Kansas State earned its fourth conference championship in school history with a 31-28 overtime victory over TCU in the Big Dr. Pepper Big 12 Championship on December 3rd. The Wildcats earned a spot in the 89th annual All-State Sugar Bowl and will face number 5 Alabama on Saturday. J.P. Bazette reporting.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha Steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code SIZZLE at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, Air-Chilled Boneless Chicken, Ultra juicy burgers, even easy to prepare, ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly issued Executive Order 2209 to provide conditional and temporary relief from certain motor carrier rules and regulations so that assistance can more quickly get to areas of the state impacted by the winter storm. The order lifts certain restrictions on motor carriers, such as some driving time limitations, to allow needed fuels, relief supplies, and other items to move through Kansas as quickly as possible. These exceptions apply only to motor carriers directly assisting state and local response efforts. Governor Kelly said she was issuing the order to ensure that no matter what the storm brings to Kansas, supplies and relief can get to communities in need as quickly as possible. And she urges all Kansans to exercise caution over the coming days, to reconsider travel if possible, and to please stay safe and warm. Governor Kelly acknowledges and concurs with the Kansas Department of Emergency Management's declaration of a state of emergency in Kansas. Emergency Order 2209 will be in effect until rescinded or until January 20th of 2023, whichever comes first. The website candrive.org gives updates and shows videos of real-time road conditions, closures, and accidents. And Kansas Department of Transportation officials said it can also be personalized so that you can see the road conditions that matter most to you when driving gets dangerous. You can create an account, save which streets you drive on, get email alerts, and share conditions on social media. There's also a mode for truck drivers that shows information for them about way stations and bridge heights. Officials said many people rely on the website to make sure their drive is safe, adding that Can Drive website is easy to use and includes features that will help drivers as they travel Kansas highways. And having access to the latest road condition information is important for travelers as it helps people get to where they want to go and keeps the Kansas economy moving. For more information on road conditions, you can visit candrive.org. On Wednesday, the State Finance Council approved a total of $374 million in COVID-19 relief funds for broadband infrastructure and adoption, the modernization and improvement of government services, economic development, and health and education initiatives, recommended by the Strengthening People and Revitalizing Kansas, or SPARK, Executive Committee. Governor Kelly said she wanted to thank the bipartisan State Finance Council and everyone who participated in the SPARK process for helping ensure these relief dollars are invested as effectively and efficiently as possible. The SPARK Executive Committee met on December 20th to consider program design proposals for COVID-19 relief funding recommended by the committee in September. The Executive Committee reviewed the proposals and recommended programming to distribute $374 million in federal coronavirus relief funds allocated to Kansas through the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, of March 2021. Kansas House Speaker Ron Reichman said the programs approved on Wednesday will make catalytic investments in critical areas of need that will position Kansans for future success. He said from broadband to economic development, these programs will provide funding to Kansas communities that will be impactful for years to come. The portfolio of approved funding includes investments in competitive grant programs in the four SPARK advisory panel areas: connectivity, efficiency and modernization, health and education, and economic revitalization. More details on the competitive grant programs will be forthcoming from administering agencies by the end of February. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Norton County Hospital would like to remind the public of their upcoming closings for the holiday season. The Norton Medical Clinic and the Norton County Hospital Business and Administrative Offices will be closed on Monday, December 26th in observance of Christmas, and on Monday, January 2nd in observance of New Year's Day. And there will be no Saturday clinics at the Norton Medical Clinic this Saturday, December 24th and Saturday, December 31st. You need to plan your appointments, prescriptions, fills, and consultations with the clinic staff accordingly, and patients can contact the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. The Norton County Hospital's Emergency Department can assist patients in need at any time, and as always, in emergency situations, please call 911. More information on the hospital can be found on their website at ntcohosp.com or their Facebook page at facebook.com/Norton County HOSP. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, December 19th, Chairman Richard Thompson called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. The commission opened an amended budget hearing for the 2022 county departments as published in the Norton Telegram. A motion was made by Commissioner Beidler to open the hearing with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed. There were no comments from the public, so a motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the published amended budget with a second from Commissioner Beidler, and the motion passed 3-0. Ted with the Norton County Solid Waste delivered a new bid for the fencing to be installed on the north side of the solid waste property. Ted reported that supplies are difficult to locate and the options for installation and product has changed, so the bid received will be for steel post and woven wire with larger wooden posts for the corners and brace. Ted then reported that the compactor is having drive issues. The differential is locking and this is causing issues in the pit, and a recent oil sample showed problems which will require shop time. Ted reported to the commission that they found more biohazard bags last week in the trash, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has been notified again, as well as the hauler. Ted also reported that the last well testing came back with two wells not passing the test, and the two wells will need to be retested in the spring. Added tax abatement 2022-115 was presented for a late file in the amount of $48.84, and abatement statements 2022-117, 118, and 119 were presented for a commercial trailer to be removed, and the total abatement was $517.74. The statements were approved as submitted. Dallas Goslin, the director of the Norton City County Economic Development, spoke with the commission on the MIH grants becoming available for housing, and after discussion, the commission felt the application should be more on the city side versus a county application. Rich Miller was in to visit with the commission about concerns and thoughts with the Norton County Hospital, and Rich informed the commission that he's currently working with the board and staff. Troy Thompson, the Norton County Sheriff, spoke with the commission on department operations, and Troy stated that the inmate population is currently at 3. Troy spoke with the commission on damage to a patrol car during Halloween and also some damage to a patrol vehicle during fueling. Finally, Troy gave a brief report on staffing for his office, as Troy has received a dispatcher resignation effective January 1st. Norton County Hospital board members Jill Edgett, Ron Fisher, and James Maru were in to speak with the commission on current operations at the Norton County Hospital. The board members present wanted to discuss concerns that are being addressed currently at the hospital and clinic. Tax abatement 2022-120 was presented to the commission for signature. The abatement was issued for a Board of Tax Appeals order on property, and the abatement was approved in the amount of $113.44. A motion was made by Commissioner Beidler to approve the December 12, 2022 commission minutes, with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed. And the meeting was then adjourned until December 30th of 2022. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
The Affordable Care Act, what is it? Lynn Cody at Insurance Central can help simplify this often confusing topic. In short, the ACA provides health insurance for individuals and families age 18 to 64. A family of four with an income of $75,000 could pay as little as $1,400 a month. Talk to Lynn. There's never a consultation fee. Call 202-5008, visit myinsurancecentral.com, or just stop by at 103 South State in Norton and talk to Lynn at Insurance Central.
Baumgars is here to help you get what you need for most everyone on your list this holiday season. We've got the best selection, bar none, on insulated outerwear, footwear, grills and smokers, and DeWalt power tools. Plus, we carry plenty of toys and treats for your four-legged friends. And did we mention our huge assortment of Ertl toys, part of our giant toy lab? Family-owned for over 75 years, we'll always have
what you need.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. U.S. officials are threatening Mexico with a dispute settlement proceeding over its planned GMO corn ban and requesting a second dispute process with Canada over dairy under the USMCA trade pact. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack met with top Mexican officials recently to hear their counteroffer on banning imports of U.S. GMO corn in 2024. But warned it must comply with the USMCA.
We've expressed in no uncertain terms that it needs to be rectified, it needs to be modified and changed, that it's in the, not only in the best interest of our corn growers, it's also, as importantly, in the best interest of the livestock industry in Mexico.
Vilsack and the U.S. Trade Ambassador Catherine Tai didn't disclose details of Mexico's counteroffer, but Vilsack threatened to work to trigger a USMCA dispute resolution process, a threat with support from key U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley.
Whatever they offer better be in conjunction and in the spirit of the USMCA, or otherwise we shouldn't accept it. In fact, if they don't offer something that's reasonable and takes care of the problem that they're going to have free trade across the border with Mexico, then we need to file our complaints.
The U.S. is also filing a new request for dispute settlement talks with Canada after an earlier dispute panel failed to get Canada to fully fix its dairy tariff rate quota that favors Canadian processors. The National Milk Producer Federation and U.S. Dairy Export Council applaud U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai's actions under the USMCA regarding Canada's dairy market. Tai's filing a new request for dispute settlement consultations with Canada in order to make sure Canada complies with the trade agreement obligations. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Dangerously cold wind chills expected for most of the central plains through Friday. We have that big Arctic air mass moving into Kansas. Temperatures will stay very cold today, and the bigger deal is the wind chill at 25 to 35 below for a few areas as low as minus 50. A winter storm warning posted for parts of central, east central, north central, and northeast Kansas. Wind gusting as high as 45 miles per hour, causing blowing snow and near blizzard conditions. Winter weather advisory stays in effect for our central and western counties with gusty wind and blowing snow. And we have a wind chill warning up for the entire state. Wind chills of 40 to 50 below possible through tomorrow. At those wind chills, frostbite can happen in as little as 5 to 10 minutes. On the map, Arctic high pressure is covering all of Kansas and moving into Arkansas and Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. With the high pressure comes gusty wind across our state today, 25 to 35 miles an hour and a few higher gusts. In areas that are getting snow, blowing snow will be a hazard to visibility and will also cause slick roads. Extremely cold overnight, air temperatures going well below zero in the western and central counties, near zero or slightly above for the eastern counties. Hazardous wind chills continue through tomorrow. This afternoon, highs in northwestern Kansas, 0 to 5 below, 10 to 15 below for the overnight lows, around zero north central, and tonight 5 to 10 below. Minus 5 to plus 5 in the northeast counties, 5 to 10 below for the overnight. 0 to 5 above in the southwestern counties, tonight's lows about minus 10 to minus 15. Near zero in the central counties this afternoon, 0 to minus 5 for the overnight. Single digits southeast and 0 to 5 below for the overnight hours. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Ranchers, when you're out working in the elements, you need gear that works as hard as you do. Dry Shot is the boot that fits that bill and has become the number one outdoor boot at ValleyVet.com. With genuine high-quality natural rubber overlay and better shank support, the 100% waterproof Dry Shot boots are more comfortable hour after hour. You will appreciate the four-way stretch, breathable air mesh lining, and the ability to roll down the tops to tuck in pant legs. Fewer seams means no water saturation and no heavy boots to lug. You'll like the all-terrain self-cleaning acid-resistant sole. Your feet will be warm and dry when the weather gets mucky. Make your Christmas shopping easy. Dry Shod the whole family at ValleyVet.com, where you'll also find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit.
choice weights on the boxed beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, the lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at boxed beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com.
Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, UltraBoss, Synergize D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dec up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1.780¾. December up 0.25, 799½. September corn up 12.25, 620¾. March up 10¾. August soybeans up 58½, 1678. November up 34½.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.